Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most of us spend our lives working and saving money so that one day we can retire in relative comfort. But our next guest says that there are several ways you could actually turbocharge those wealth plans. Anthony Colinchecco is a certified financial planner with Ballantyne Capital Advisors, and we have him on the phone from his office in Greenville. Anthony, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
All right, well, let's dive right into this topic, seven ideas to turbocharge your wealth. What's the first idea that you have for us?
The very first idea is the most important, and it's always have a plan. Plan first and implement after. I think this is a concept that a lot of people skip. So having a plan is probably the most important.
You mean people just start putting together strategies and not really having a plan on how it all works together?
That's correct. They'll start with investments in products without actually having a plan.
All right. Well, give us the next couple of strategies you have.
Yeah, the next two is risk management. And when we think about risk management, we're thinking about life insurance, disability insurance, long-term care. You have to have a good defense before you can have an offense. And my favorite topic is buckets. Treating your money with a purpose. And what we like to say is every dollar has a purpose. You're not going to spend all your money at the same time, so we need to treat it that way.
So in other words, set up different, the word you're using is buckets, set up separate buckets for different goals and time horizons?
Exactly right. And we like to think about food. You have your grill, your fridge, your freezer, right? You're going to eat now, you're going to eat some later, and you're going to eat some even in the freezer. So we want to do the same thing with our money.
All right, now talk about, I'm sure that investments and taxes come into play.
Absolutely. That's number four would be investments. Right now we have a plan, we start bucketing our money. So now we can have proper investment behavior with a plan. I think a lot of times people jump right into investing without actually knowing what they're investing for. So if you could have a purposeful plan, then you'll have proper investment behavior when it comes to that plan. And then taxes. This is probably going to be your biggest expense in your lifetime. So the goal for taxes is trying to keep your wealth and reduce that tax burden over time.
Just reviewing those two points, investments and taxes, there are multiple strategies involved in both of those, right?
That is correct, especially when it comes to investments. Again, if you think of your money in buckets, you know, your short-term goals are going to be different than your midterm goals, which are going to be different for your long-term goals. So your investment strategy should align with those buckets and those goals.
All right, so we're down to about the last minute here. Let's go ahead and wrap up the last two for us.
Yep. The last two would be estate, gifting, and legacy. This is something that I think a lot of folks don't think about because they think about death, but control where your money goes or the government will. So it's super important that understanding that your estate, your gifting, and your legacy is all part of your wealth. And then the final one is the most important, implementation, monitoring, and advice. We could talk about all these concepts and have a plan, but unless you implement it, it's all a dream and it serves no purpose.
Now, how often do you recommend that people do a review? Because in this last point, you mentioned monitoring. I'm assuming that that means doing regularly scheduled reviews, either on your own, I guess, or with your advisor.
That is correct. What we believe is every client's going to be different and want to have reviews at different periods. We try to do them semi-annually or at least annual reviews with every single client to make sure their needs and their wants haven't changed or there hasn't been any life changes, because that will also affect that plan.
Well, Anthony, for listeners who might have joined in late, give us a quick summary of the seven tips you have for our listeners on how to turbocharge your wealth plans.
Yep. The very first one is planning, risk management, creating buckets with your money, having the proper investments, taxes and managing your taxes, estate, gifting, and legacy, implementation, monitoring, and advice.
Anthony, as always, great information. Thanks a lot for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Anthony Colanchenko is a certified financial planner with Ballantyne Capital Advisors in Greenville. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.